Sefer Vayikra begins with the pasuk Vayikra el Moshe v'daber Hashem elav me'ol moed lemor. And the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Dalit says Amr ben Asya Rabba minayin le'omer dover l'chaveru shubabal yoma at shi'omer lo lech emor. How do we know when a person confides or tells somebody, his friend, that he's not permitted to say it over without his permission? Tamed lomer v'daber Hashem elav me'ol moed lemor. When Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, he spoke to him, and then it says lemor, to say it over. Were it not that God gave sanction to Moshe to say it over, lemor, he would not have been permitted. Now, when Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore it means that the conversation was directed to him specifically, and only him. And had Kodesh Baruch Hu not given him sanction by saying lemor to tell it over, it would not have been permitted for him to tell it over to Bnei Yisrael. And the conversation would have been, what Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, would have been only between Hashem and Moshe. And that's because when Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe, it's as a friend, as a confidant. As Rashi says, Vayikra Lashon Chiba. The Vayikra to call out is a language of love. Lashon Shemalecha Shavish Mishtam Shembo. So it's if he's Moshe is his Isod, his confidant, and he speaks to him as his friend. And therefore, it's a personal conversation which he doesn't have right to share with others without specific permission from Kodesh Baruch Hu. And from that we learn for every conversation that a friend has that he can't say it over and repeat it without the person's permission. And therefore, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu does the Neymar, he's inviting everybody to participate in that conversation, in that dialogue, that personal dialogue that Kodesh Baruch Hu has with Moshe Rabbeinu. And we see the Gemara says in the Dorim, on Daf Lamed Ches, that the Gemara says, "Shatorah nitna l'Moshe b'matana, for who nahag ba'ayin yafa u'masul Yisrael." That Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe as a gift, as a matana. And Moshe, in his generosity, v'hu nahag ba'ayin yafa, and he passed it on u'masul Yisrael. That also represents, because the relationship and the conversation initially was as with a friend, b'chibah, with love. And that's why when Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe and all the Nevi'im, it says that when Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, he spoke to him with the voice of Amram, Moshe's father. And all the Nevi'im, he speaks to them in the voice of their father, because it's a conversation of love and a personal conversation. And that's the essence of the Nevuah of Moshe, and Kodesh Baruch Hu therefore shares, and gives permission for Moshe to share that conversation, and we become partners as we study the Torah and listen in, so to speak, in that conversation of love and that intimate conversation. And that's the gift that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us, and that's the matana that he gave to Moshe that Moshe shares with all of us throughout all the generations.